This episode of Voices from Coworking is brought to you by the European Coworking Assembly. Voices from Coworking is a special edition of the Coworking Values podcast, dedicated to our Ukrainian friends.
Hi friends, it's Ashley Proctor here from the Coworking Idea Project and Coworking Canada. I just wanted to let you know that we are sending you love and strength and that all across Canada, we're thinking of you. Your co-working colleagues and friends here are busy organizing in their spaces and in their communities and in our co-working alliances to raise funds for the Ukrainian Co-working Association and for humanitarian efforts for those fleeing Ukraine, as well as those staying behind. Canadian co-working operators and alliances are raising awareness and help to support the Co-working Idea Project and the European Co-working Assembly so that our contributions from Canada will get to you as quickly and effectively as possible. We're here for you now, and we will be in the future, and we'll be here for those who may need to seek refuge in Canada. I know you can't see us, but please hear us. We do not feel this is charity. It's what we do. It's who we are. It's the values we share. And it's what the co-working movement is all about. Please don't feel shame for reaching out or asking for help or accepting any support. The global co-working movement was made for this, and you are a part of it. When there's a complex issue to address, we're perfectly positioned to mobilize quickly for you. In co-working, we build bridges, we put people first. We're there for each other because we care for each other. And we know that you would do the same for us. My personal commitment to you is to keep working to assist those fleeing the war in Ukraine, escaping tyranny in Russia, and others fleeing violence, persecution, and discrimination against refugees around the world. Even from here, we can see your strength and your courage and how much you do for others in your communities. Please be sure to take good care of yourselves. My wish for you is that you can have at least one moment of rest or love or joy during each day during these traumatic times so that you remember how beautiful it will be again soon.
Greetings to all freedom fighters from Paris, France today. My name is Duncan McLaughlin, Ukrainian lovers of liberty and truth. I salute you and support you. My heart breaks anew each day. You are the light in the darkness, the improbable made real, the inspiration that sparks a revolution of our human consciousness. We all must fight for truth and justice. You show us the way. Ukraine today, who knows next? Keep shining your light as best you can, sending you love from Paris.
Hello, this is Georg from Business Campus Coworking in Austria. We're deeply shocked by the events in your country. We strongly support your struggle for your democracy, for your freedom of speech, freedom of choice, for living peacefully. Being entrepreneurs, we organize, we collaborate with professional organizations so that we can help people coming to Austria from Ukraine, but also to send the things you need to continue your fight and to rebuild a better future. All the best to you.
Hi, I'm Luca from Slovenia. I honestly don't know how to express anything that will be enough, that will match your bravery and energy, but I think the best thing at this point is to talk from the heart, and I honestly wish you all the best. I want to tell you that we are with you, that we are trying to help each in our own ways, but most what I want to tell is I wish you that you persevere, I wish you that you stay strong, and I wish you to know that we are thinking about you and we are not going to forget. And I really hope that the situation gets calm very soon. But until then, stay strong, persevere, and please don't forget, you are not alone.
Hi there, this is Manca, representing Good Vibes Only Coworking and ACN Cooperative in Slovenia. This is my message to our friends in Ukraine. War is never the solution. And I was hoping that history already taught us that, but unfortunately, it seems that some of the world leaders are not really paying much attention to that. Unfortunately, seeing and reading the news from Ukraine, it makes me really, really sad because innocent people are always hurt. And I'm really hoping that this will soon stop. In the meantime, although I know this is not a lot, I wanted to share my support to all of you and to let you know that you are not on your own. You can count on us. We will help you share the message. We'll support you. We can offer places to work, to be creative. And co-working community represents all of that. We are standing with you.
My name is Marijana Šarolić-Robić. I'm a lawyer, but I'm also a member of Croatian startup community. I would like to say how sorry I am for everything that is going on in Ukraine. And I'm really sorry that we as human beings decided to use war as a tool, as a channel to solve our issues. However, I believe that each of us can help to end this horrible situation by doing best in what he or she is doing. So I'm really trying to be excellent in whatever I do and to help and to support peace wherever I go and whatever I do. So please, please do not feel alone and feel free to reach me if I can help you in any way. Good luck and peace to the world.